It's your countdown, the Princess K. It's brought to you each and every Monday leading up to the coronation of our next Princess K. Already, let's see here. 1 week, 2 week, 3, 4. This would be week number 5, featuring Catherine Thompson from Olmsted County in the Plainview area, daughter of Donnie and Holly. Your reports are brought to you by AMPI.
Hi, I'm Daryl Mouse. My family and I farm near Freeport. We've been members of AMPI for 16 years. Milk from our farm is made into award-winning cheese and whey powder produced at our co-op's plant in Painesville, Minnesota. You won't see the AMPI name on cheese and butter sold here in your local store, but it's there. Sold under several of the nation's leading brands and at a variety of restaurants from coast to coast. During June Dairy Month and throughout the year, know that the cheese and butter you enjoy likely started with milk produced on a farm like mine. Thanks for choosing dairy and supporting Minnesota's dairy farm families. Remember, life is great. Cheese makes it better.
For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill. It's our Countdown the Princess K, brought to you by AMPI. Our Countdown the Princess K, we get to learn more about our finalists running for Princess K of the Milky Way. And today, Catherine Thompson joining us, daughter of Donnie and Holly from Olmsted County. And Catherine, we appreciate your time. First of all, give us a background on yourself and your family and how you're connected to the dairy industry.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe. So I grew up on my family's 175 dairy cow farm, where my brother and sister and myself work with my parents to care for all of the animals. Our farm is located just outside of Plainview, Minnesota. And we also have a corn, alfalfa, beans, and peas for crops. And I got involved in the dairy industry quite early in my life. I started milking cows alongside my mother as soon as I was tall enough to reach in the milking parlor. So it's been a part of my life ever since then.
So is the milking, is that your favorite part of the farm, or what would it be?
I like milking a lot. So on my family's farm, we do not have any hired help at all, so it's just my family. And so it's a team effort to really get all of the chores done. And the my two main priorities for chores are milking the cows and helping my younger sister take care of all the baby calves.
Well, talk about your milking. Are you milking in a tie stall, or do you got a parlor set up? Describe that for us.
We milk in a double eight parallel parlor. We just built that barn in 2011, so it's fairly new yet. Before that, we were in a double four herringbone. But this makes it easier for our family to get milked, get all the cows milked faster in a timely manner, and to be able to have our family time together. And then we house our cows in a freestall barn.
You mentioned family time. That's important, especially when you're on the farm, right, Catherine, like you alluded to?
Oh, for sure, yes. So my siblings and I, we are the seventh generation on my family's dairy farm. So our farm has been in the family for a very long time, and so family is very, very important to us.
Now, yourself, do you go to school, or are you on the farm full-time? Describe that for us.
So I just finished my freshman year at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, where I am studying agricultural communications and marketing and minoring in animal science.
So ideally, do you got a ideal career in mind, or are you quite not sure yet?
I would definitely love to stick with the dairy industry. The dairy industry has shaped who I am as a person and has really impacted my life. And I feel that it's my job to give back to the dairy farmers. And I would like to give back to them by working in dairy advocacy and talking directly with consumers on a daily basis at my job.
Catherine Thompson of Olmsted County, one of our finalists for Princess K, joining us. You mentioned being an advocate, and that's exactly what a county princess does, and that's what a Princess K will do. Let's go back to May when you were announced as one of the finalists. Can you summarize what that feeling and what that announcement was like for you?
Absolutely. So my best friend from high school actually was competing with me. So she was announced before me, so I was already very emotional before they got to my name. But I knew that it was me when they were going through the bios when they mentioned National Red and White Queen. Because this past year I served as the National Queen for the Red and White Holstein Association. And so, yeah, that was a very emotional moment when all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I knew what was happening, but it hardly felt real. I'm very honored to be a finalist.
Has it really sunk in, and do you allow yourself to imagine what it would be like to represent the state's dairy industry?
Yeah, it has finally sunk in, I think, after I've had a couple of weeks to think about it. But I have given it thought of how great of an opportunity it would be to serve our dairy farmers in Minnesota as being the spokesperson of our industry and constantly being in contact with consumers when I normally wouldn't be during the school year. But if I was Princess K, I could. It would definitely give me plenty of opportunities to become even further involved in our industry.
Catherine Thompson joining us, one of the finalists for Princess K of the Milky Way from Olmsted County. It's our Countdown to Princess K. It's brought to you every Monday by AMPI. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.
We know trailers inside and out.
Not only are Midsota manufacturing trailers made in the USA, they are made right here in the heart of the USA, central Minnesota in Avon. You want tough? Who else survives 40 below wind chill and 105 summer heat? You want a tough trailer? If you're gonna